Once upon a time, on the shore of the deep blue sea, a fisherman and his wife were living in a tiny cottage. The fisherman used to go to the seaside every day and fish with his fishing rod. He was quite content to live like this, but his wife was not as happy as he was.
Ugh, look at that disgusting cottage! Moldy and damp everywhere! I am tired of cleaning every day!
The fisherman was very much in love with his wife, but no matter what he did, he could not make her happy. If he brings her fish, she wants crab. If he picks apples, she craves pears. One day, the fisherman went fishing as usual. He swung his fishing rod into the water and started to wait. After a few hours, the tip of his fishing rod finally trembled.
Oh, a fish hit the hook! But, ouch! This must be a stubborn big fish!
The fisherman pulled, 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 and was surprised to finally see the flounder on the tip of his fishing rod. Because this fish was golden and shining brightly.
You finally managed to catch me, didn't you, fisherman?
Huh? Did you just talk to me, or am I going crazy?
You heard right, fisherman. But listen, I'm not like the other fishes. I'm actually a prince under a spell.
I can't believe this!
Free me, fisherman! Please don't kill me! Even make a wish, and I'll make it come true because you saved me!
No, no, no need. I've never seen a talking fish before. Of course I will free you. Come on, go back to the seas!
The fisherman returned home with great excitement.
Why did you come back early? Didn't you catch fish? Couldn't you at least bring some fruit?
No, darling. I caught a fish today, but...
But?
But that fish was talking. He told me he was actually a prince.
What? And what happened then?
Well, then he asked me to make a wish. But that moment I was shocked and I immediately let him back into the water.
So you found a magic fish and left it back in the water without asking for anything? Huh! I cannot believe you! You saved his life! You could make a wish in return, like a house! Go catch that fish again and ask for a new home to make me happy!
The fisherman could not refuse his wife's request and went back to the seaside.
Flounder, flounder, fish prince, I just wanna make a wish. Come on, make true this wish. Tick, tock, tick, tock.
The fish just came out of the water.
What do you want, fisherman? Tell me.
My wife is not happy at all. Tired of living in a cottage. She wants a nice house.
So go home, fisherman. She has a new home now.
The fisherman ran home and saw his wife standing in front of a perfect house. The inside of the house was full of brand new furniture and everywhere was immaculate.
Oh, husband, we will no longer live in a cottage, but in a wonderful house, and everything is new and clean.
Yes, my wife. Now we can live happily ever after in this house, right?
We can never know that, my darling.
That night, the fisherman's wife could not sleep. As soon as the morning came, she made another request from her husband at the breakfast table.
Husband, this house seems too small for us. I want a bigger house, even a palace.
What?
I want to be a queen, don't you understand? Go and tell that to the fish prince.
The fisherman went to the seaside with thoughts in his head.
Flounder, flounder, fish prince, I just wanna make a wish. Come on, make true this wish. Tick, tock, tick, tock. My wife is not happy at all.
Why, fisherman?
She wants to have a palace.
So go home, fisherman. Your wife now lives in a palace.
When the fisherman returned, he saw that there was now a huge palace where his house was, and his wife was sitting on a huge throne in the palace hall.
My darling, you really have become a queen!
Yes!
So, are you happy now?
No, I actually want to be the empress, not the queen.
What? A fish can't make you an empress. Do you understand?
Let the fish prince decide that. Come on, move. Go ask the fish to make me the empress.
The poor fisherman went to the seaside sadly to make his wife happy.
Flounder, flounder, fish prince, I just wanna make a wish. Come on, make true this wish. Tick, tuck, tick, tuck. My wife is still not happy.
Well, is that so? So what does she want this time?
She wants to be an empress.
So go home, fisherman. Your wife is now an empress.
When the fisherman came running back, he could not believe his eyes. The palace was now much larger than before. Moreover, there were guards at the door. His wife, on the other hand, was now sitting on a more glorious throne as an empress.
Oh, my darling! You really have become an empress!
Yes!
So, are you happy now?
I don't know. We'll talk about it later. I'm so tired today, we better sleep now.
The fisherman and his wife lay on the bed to sleep. The fisherman fell asleep, praying that his wife would not want anything more from him. However, his wife did not sleep again. She had been thinking all night about what more she could want from that magic fish. A week has passed. The woman called her husband before her and made a request.
Husband, time keeps running out. I want to control time. I want to live above the clouds and rule the sun and the moon.
What are you saying, wife? Why do you want such a thing? Why is this abundance, wealth, and power not enough?
If you want me to be happy, go to that fish prince now and tell him my wish.
I can't do this, my darling. Please stop now.
Oh, but don't you want me to be happy?
The fisherman risked everything to make his wife happy and went to the seaside again.
Flounder, flounder, fish prince, I just wanna make a wish. Come on, make true this wish. Tick, tuck, tick, tuck. My wife is still not happy.
I'm sorry about that, fisherman. What does she want this time?
My wife wants to control time. She wants to rule the sun and the moon in a palace above the clouds.
All right, fisherman, go home. Your wife now has what she wants.
When the fisherman came running back, neither his wife nor the palace were there. When he looked up, he saw that the clouds were far away from him.
Oh, my wife! Where are you? You are far from me now!
The fisherman hurried back to the seashore and called the fish prince.
Flounder, flounder, fish prince, I just wanna make a wish. Come on, make true this wish. Tick, tock, tick, tock. What happened to my wife?
I just fulfilled her wish. She gave up everything to rule time above the clouds. So neither you can see her, nor can she see you.
Oh, fish prince, I saved your life, but I never asked you for a wish myself. I always wanted something for my wife. Please help me. Give me back my wife.
You're right, fisherman. Tell me, what is your wish?
May my wife always be with me and very happy. This is my wish.
Well, fisherman, go home. Your wife has everything to be happy.
The fisherman ran home with great excitement. He was very surprised to see this new situation. His wife was waiting for him in front of the cottage, just like in the old days.
Oh, my husband! I couldn't realize the worth of what I had. I was actually very happy with you in this small and cute cottage.
Oh, my wife! I love you so much!
From that day on, the fisherman's wife understood that even the smallest things can bring happiness. Thus, they lived happily ever after in a clean house with delicious food every day.